This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another round of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being truly, notice I say truly, not kind of sorta, not lip service, but truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, always a pleasure. Love it when you're with me. Let's get on to it. I got so much I want to get through. Andrew Kay is going to join us in the third hour. I believe we'll have a lot of fun there, because there's a lot going on. All right. You know, somebody just sent me something I thought was quite funny, actually. Not kind of, sort of, but quite funny. And basically said, hey, Joe, remember, nobody believed Noah until it started to rain. Now, I was talking to my wife the other night about this, and I said, I have been screaming some of the stuff from the rooftops for years. And I realize I'm not Rush Limbaugh, those kind of guys. But what's really funny is you get so locked into, and Rush was a great guy, don't get me wrong. I mean, I really don't have anything negative to say about him. And some of the other guys out there, too. But a lot of the older white guys like myself, and I say that because I'm not 35, you know, I'm not Ben Shapiro and that kind of thing, but we've been screaming about this kind of stuff because you see it, and you see the erosion setting in. I mean, I'd love to go back if I had the crew. I would love to go back and get the information and pull some of the clips that I did 12 years ago when I saw what was going on with these safe spaces and some of the things that were already being put out. I mean, the 1619 history has been bouncing around for years, and a lot of this stuff has been bouncing around for years, but there was a concerted, focused effort now to bring it to the schools. Concerted, focused effort to bring it to the colleges and make these kids feel bad about being white. Right? And we've been watching it happen forever. And I kept saying, two things are going to happen here. You keep letting them get away. I mean, racism was a big one I used to push on. And people that I know were getting mad at me because they're like, why do you talk about this so much? It's not true. And I go, no, it is true. Because it's going to get to the point where everything is racist. You heard earlier in the show that apparently a white couple walking down the street holding hands, especially in New York City, is an act of racism because a black person walking up now has to step aside to let them walk through. Well, let me tell you what. As the white guy, if there was a black couple holding hands walking down the sidewalk, why would I impede them? I'm one person. I can step aside for them, let them continue their stroll while holding hands. What's the big whoop? Right? But you got to make everything. Now, everything, whether it's food and transportation, the areas that they live in, it makes no sense. Absolutely none. And I kept telling you this stuff was coming. I kept telling you it was obvious. It was in your face. Biden admin has declared support for trans surgeries. Right? In kids. I'm not talking 16, 17, 18-year-olds. Trans surgeries, puberty blockers for kids. What the heck? Even the people who have the spine and the guts to actually say something, our medical world, are stepping forward and saying, no, this is not right. Not right pretty much at any age, but at least at 18, 19, 20, 21, you can make your own decisions. But to really believe that a 6, 7, 8-year-old is going to know what they want in these areas, they don't even know what this means. Do you understand that? And I think that's part of the problem. You know, it's funny how many, just like Christians and others, all right? I've got gay friends. I've talked to them about this situation, this scenario. And they don't even have the guts to come out now and speak about the transgender issues. Matter of fact, one of them just said to me recently, I was having lunch with him, and he goes, Joe, don't you find it interesting that you're sitting here talking to me about something that I don't agree with? But yet, because the LGBTQ plus, 21 plus community is all lumped together, is all being oppressed, you think we're all on the same page. And then he meant the generic you. Think you're all on the same page. That we all believe, well, we don't. And he's not the only gay guy that's told me that. You know, it's, to put it in clean words, I've got my parts and pieces, and I know what I want to use them for, and I don't want to cut them off. He said, that's a big difference. Okay, whatever. Right? And then when you hear some of the stuff that I've played for you guys in the past, they're so circular in the conversation. What was that? We had those two young ladies that played the piece for. I don't know what they are, because they totally confused me. Apparently the one that identified as a male was pregnant, but still had all the parts and pieces. And the one who identified as a female was the one who impregnated the, I don't know. I'm just so confused. It just didn't make any sense at all. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO MO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Come to your home. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, people. You want to get the information you need to be able to get involved in the situation. But special time for us. I got Dr. Bridget Milson on the line with us, and I always appreciate her time. Look, before we get rolling, because I screwed up last time you were on, you know, I'm always telling people that they have to support, they have to help out, they have to do the right thing. You're running for mayor in your town. And people need to our people yeah. need to support you. So first off, tell people I'm going to treat you like I would anybody else in this area. So why are you running for mayor, and why the heck should we support you?
That's awesome. You know, you can find the answers to all of that at melsonformayor.com, M as in Mary, E-L-S-O-N.
Okay, there you go. You're avoiding the question. All right, that's it.
I don't want to do do that. I don't want to be that person. Honestly, we have a little small group here called Keep Bartonville Country, and I will name them. And I, you know, they've been around for 10 years. In the last 10 years, all we've seen is a 50% population growth, 50% in our town.
Wow.
And several new developments. You know, we're all about RE 2, 5, and 10, which is real estate, is a size of lots, 2 acre, 5 acre, 10 acre. And I'm super cool with the 10 acre, right? I want to see country. I'm okay with the 5, and we do have some 1 acre, but it's not in the land use plan to have 1 acre. But all of these new developments are 2 acres on the nose. They're tearing down all the trees. They're filling in the ponds and lakes. And I'm like, what is KBC, Keep Bartonville Country, doing? If this is what keeping Bartonville Country means. So I'm coming on the end of it, you know, on the, on down the road here, and, just kind of really, truly fighting to keep, to protect and preserve what Bartonville is. You know, and they're just things. I meet with the local politicians. I meet with the other mayors all around town. I have a meeting with Judge Eads up here. He's our judge and makes a lot of decisions. And our county commissioner. I know these people, and my opponent, not so much. And these people in this town, I want to protect them. So you really have to have the relationships, and I have it, and I love it, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm a better leader, or I'm a leader first and foremost, and I'll take care of it. I will fight for this town, and I'll make sure, you know me, I'll speak up.
Yes, you will. No, you'll speak up, and you don't care who comes at you online, and I think that's great. That's the way we should be. We shouldn't care that people are coming at us.
Yeah, and
you know,
I get
online.
Hate. I definitely get hate. Yeah, and I'm ready.
Well, what's funny about it is it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, in a larger city like mine or a smaller city like yours. You still got to spend money to win. You still have to do things that cost money to win. I think people don't really understand that. I mean, the Postal Service doesn't look at you and go, oh, you're a candidate? We like you, so we'll let you mail for free. It doesn't work that way. Right?
I wish. It doesn't work that way, and it doesn't have to take a lot of money, but it has to be smart. You have to be smart about it.
Yep.
I'm running a very mean, not mean, but a very solid social media campaign.
Good.
I'm targeting everybody within a 6-mile radius. I've got signs up. You know, you can't just win by signs. You can't just win by social media. You have to do all of it. And then I'm going through the neighborhoods, and we've got an entire neighborhood up the way that I'm going door to door just meeting these people. And they're like, thank you for remembering me. We are in Bartonville, and no one comes through. We've never met any of them. None of them. And, yeah, and it's like, I don't know, 50, 60 homes. That's almost 100 votes. That's significant. So, and I enjoy it. I'm not just doing it because I'm running. I actually enjoy it, and they come out and talk to me. And so it's got to be all three of those things. But I care. I truly care. Lots of rumors going around about me, and I just shut them down as much as I can.
Well, that's
because I'm
listen,
nice. I really
listen,
am
they're
nice.
They're going to come after you. They're going to come after you because you're not toeing the line, if you would, of the old timers, of the old guard. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I just had Alfonso Rachel on with me, and we were talking about how people are buying music from Disney. I mean, Disney, they're 180 degrees from what you're trying to teach your kids, and yet you're spending like $1 billion with these people to, what, be part of Disney TV, rent their movies, go to why do you do this? And Zoe, who's a musician, a godly man, and yet I won't say begging, but I'm browbeating people, go over there and buy some of his music. Okay, why would you want to support somebody who his money is going to go to causes that you are 100% in agreement with theirs almost 100% of the time is going to go to causes that you totally disagree with?
Absolutely, and it's really not that difficult to find people who are doing the right thing. I mean, you can just go Google, they'll tell you how they donate, they tell you, you know, what, it's just good there. Social media profiles. We'll talk about it.
Yep.
But you're absolutely right. I think it's time. You know, we grew up in mom and pop town, right?
Yes.
Mom and pop era. where, you know, we went to the local shops, right? We went to the local bands.
Yep.
And I think we need to get back to that. We need to start putting our money into these places, the people that really care, the people that still have men and women on their bathroom doors, so I don't have to send my daughter to randomly go find a urinal. That doesn't make any sense to me. So we do. We need to support it. We are going to do a big Disney trip. We completely canceled it, and it was going to be a very nice trip, and we're done. I mean, we're absolutely done. We've canceled all our subscriptions, and it's time. You know, we don't have to boycott everything. I haven't been to Target in like 20 years, but or Starbucks. But Disney has really put it in your face that they want how they feel about your children. And I think it's almost extra sickening what Disney has done, because they cater to kids.
Right.
And now they're doing this. So to me, they're grooming them. It's plain and simple. I'll call it that. I think they're groomers at this point.
Well, that woman, they had a woman from Disney that was being interviewed, and she said, look, I started by sprinkling some, gay and lesbian type of things in there, kisses and this and that. When nobody said anything, she said, I just started shoving them everywhere. I just started splattering them all over the place, and they've never told me to stop. And, she said it, not us. It wasn't a right-wing spin job. You know, if you watch the video, she comes out and actually says what she did and why she did it. So it can't be just her. There's a multitude of them doing it. And yet, I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit here. I don't know if you've ever heard of this person, Abby Roth. I guess she's an influencer on YouTube. She pushes traditional values. And actually, I think the channel is called Classically Abby, right? Now she gets a boatload of heat for what she says.
Yes, everyone's going to get a boatload of heat for standing up for morality.
We got to go for a quick break. Got to make some money here. We'll be back in a minute. Dr. B's not going anywhere. I've got her until the end of the hour. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is making moves to get soaring gas prices down.
Speaking from the White House, Biden's authorizing a massive release from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. Biden's saying an average of 1 million barrels of oil will be put on the U.S. market each day for 6 months. The president also has a message for oil producers.
For U.S. oil companies that are recording their largest profits in years, they can put those profits to productive use by producing more oils, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing.
A student at a South Carolina school is dead after being shot by a fellow student. The murder taking place at Tanglewood Middle School on Thursday. The family of the 12-year-old boy releasing a statement confirming his death. The student who allegedly shot him has been arrested. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I want y'all to know that from a medical term, the Mamby Pamby is a real term, and it would be a diagnosis I would use on a regular basis. Joe Mesina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. You know how you do that? You bring on people. You talk to people who have a clue. That's what I do. So you shouldn't be listening just to me. You should be listening to the people I bring on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I love the namby-pamby. It's a word. It's a literal phrase. Lacking strength, courage. It's a feeble, effeminate. Can you imagine? Mindless.
I mean, what is God says he hates cowards, you know? I don't want to be a coward.
No, and that's a good word. I mean, there are a lot of cowards. I mean, I'm dealing with it now. I have people that say they're going to vote for me, and I'm like, great, can I bring a sign down? Because they're in a good place, you know, and they're like, oh, no, because I'm going against, you know, the big guy, the guys, you know. I'm like, what? You won't have, okay. Yeah. And come on. Fight for something.
That's something new. That's something new, yeah.
You know, and I just got a couple messages like, how do you get to mayor, running for mayor? Because people want to be involved, but that scares them to death. So can I answer that question? These two people that wrote this.
Oh yeah, I mean,
is that okay?
You know, okay. But add
like,
something to
what?
It.
How did you do that?
Yeah, and not only that though, but what drove you? Look, there's plenty of people who run for office. They say they want to clean up the place and all of that and what have you, but there's more to it than that. This for you, it's not just that. It's a God thing. So go ahead.
Yeah, it is a God thing. It's a service thing, and it's not that I will get into office. I'm already a councilwoman. I'm in office. I've been there 3 years, and I was on the board of, you know, the crime board before that, crime prevention board, and And what you do, you just literally can go to the website, go down to your local town hall and say what boards are open, you know, what's open. You can do it at the county level. You can do it at a city level, a town level to start. And, of course, school board. And you just volunteer. You just sign up and look, even if you have a little bit of an interest in it. And really, that's all I did. And it's, again, as mayor, I feel like some of these people that are trolling me are like, well, it's not a pulpit. I'm like, well, nobody said it was, but don't you want a politician? Don't you want a leader? Don't you want a council member that has some kind of moral foundation and moral backbone? And, well, yes, is the answer I get from them. But then I ask from where, right? We've had this conversation, and
right.
They're like, well, whatever you think is right. Whatever I think is right. Again, so Charles Manson, Jim Carrey, we just need whatever they think is okay. So that doesn't make any sense. But getting back, all you have to do is go find the empty seats and jump in. And yes, is it nerve-wracking? Yes, are you going to have to sit back and learn? And it's very easy to do. You just jump in. Everyone had to start somewhere. I was, you know, nervous as all get out when I got elected as a councilwoman. And I just went to the town secretary, who's incredible, and asked for the book on how-tos and got it and read it and got caught up on the budget and our police force. And, you know, how we vote and P&Z, which is planning and zoning, and you jump in and do it. And, again, it's not about a title for me. It's that I really care. Because as a councilwoman, I got involved in volunteering and working with my residents, and I just saw that there's so much that needed to be done and didn't have a problem with our current mayor, but he's stepping down and he's endorsing me. And so I thought it was a great, you know, in to do what I love to do, which is serving people. And God, yes, he gave me that gifting and he gave me that desire, but that doesn't mean I'm going to sit there. I don't know if people think I'm going to just open with Bible verses. You know, I don't.
No, wait a minute. I got to interrupt you. That is so funny because when I got elected, they kept saying, or when I was running, they kept saying, oh, that's that prayer breakfast guy. He's going to try to bring prayer back to school. Right, that was the big thing. He was going to try to bring religion and prayer back to school. Right, so I've been here for 13 years. I've never opened with a prayer. All right, I pray at home. I pray in the car before I get there. You know, it's so funny how they try to peg you and try to scare people. He's one of those fundamental Christians.
Yes, I was called a right-wing kind of fanatic by two different people in town, and I was like, what? I'm thinking you're Republican, you're conservative. Why are you calling me far right wing? And then I got down to it. It's because I lead with my faith. So now being a Christian conservative means that you're way right wing. And I'm like, oh, I had no idea. It was the God part. Yeah, okay. So you don't have the God part? I don't understand how people go day to day making decisions. And
what do you base your moral values on? You know, I would say to people, if you don't have a higher power, let me just start there. If you don't have a higher power, then you are the highest person in the food chain. You're making all the rules. Whatever you believe to be truth is truth. I mean, that's a heck of a place to be. So if you don't have God,
right?
What do you base your foundation on?
What gets me, and then people will say, I believe in God, but not like you do, you know, and I'm like, so you think, I don't know what that means, but if you think that God thinks like you, boy, are we in trouble.
Yep.
If God is anything like any of us, I know we're made in his image, but if he is as stupid as we are, then yeah, live and let live, because we have no hope. We really don't. So, yeah, I don't, it's interesting how, you know, the trolls, the hate, the messages. I've had to block probably 50 people just because it just got ugly. But please, people, don't let that stop you. We can't. Look at what the disciples had to endure. Ultimately, most of them were, you know, killed, murdered, you know, in jail. Look what Jesus had to endure. Look at even important people. Martin Luther King, he was taken out, right? There's so many people. Mother Teresa gave her entire life, right? She didn't have a glamorous life. So look at the people you love and respect and just do it. What else are you going to do? Because I also get people around me saying, oh, not this year. I don't have time. Well, there's a vacancy. You're looking at it. I think that that might be a calling. Go for it. Get some signs. Run a little campaign. You know, and speak from the heart. It's we need people involved. We need good conservatives involved.
No, you're so it's one of the arguments I've had people forever. Speak from the heart. Don't sound robotic. People can tell when you're serious, when you're sincere. So, you know, don't write everything out. I don't know about you, but I write out bullet points so I don't forget something, right? But for the most part,
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, this year for me, I want to get Career Tech Ed going again. I know, here we go, my stump speech, right?
Yeah.
I want to get Career Tech Ed going again because it's come to a grinding halt. And then I want to turn around and I really want to work on pushing parental choice, pushing parental involvement, making sure that parents understand what's going on, know what's going on, and are there to fight for their kids.
And how sad is that, that you have to push that? I mean, I think it's great, but it's like, what? You know, I'm listening to you like, we have to push that now? We have to try to engage parents so they care about their children? Really? We have to engage parents so they understand what's going on in the public school system?
Well,
it's just, why are we having kids?
All right, counselor, we've raised a group of people, and I'm seeing it. Matter of fact, I said it at one of my first meetings with these people, and I said, this group will be half of what it is in a couple of months, because it's not going to move fast enough for you. So I have parents that have said, you know, I'm not going to come anymore because we're not getting anywhere. Well, actually, they have gotten somewhere. They have made changes. But it's not happening fast enough. They want to come to one meeting. You know, they want to place their order at the one minute, at the one window at the fast food joint and pick it up at the other window in 3 minutes. They don't realize it's taken decades for the damage that has been done. You're not going to turn this around in 30 seconds.
You're not. You're not at all. And what happens, what has to happen in that fast food window is you need to go inside. You get out of your car, park it, get out, go inside, and you need to remodel the whole dang building, and then you get your food. That's basically what it's come down to. We have just driven by. I mean, I love your what you're saying. Driven by, picked it up. Driven by, picked it up. We haven't realized that inside it's complete chaos. It's a mess, and our kids are a mess. Yeah.
My prayer, and I know as a public school official, I'll catch heat for this, but truly my prayer is that parents see what's going on, they see that the curriculum is not going to change, at least not anytime soon, and that they go ahead and start looking at other options for their children so they get taught properly, they get real education, they get real information. You got to go for a quick break. Joe Bacini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome to your host. I love that music. That's fighting music. That's bull. You know, I keep saying it's bullfighter music, but here's the problem. Did you hear that Mexico was going to start canning bullfighting because it's too mean to the bull? And I'm thinking, okay. But do you know how many families take? We got the electric bull now. I don't know, an animated bull, AI kind of bull. But do you know how many they feed families with that meat? It's not like they kill it and leave it there to rot. You know, they're whatever. And I don't know, you say it's mean to the bull. You see what the bull has done to a couple of guys in that ring? I don't know, whatever. Anyhow, Trouble Senior Host, always a pleasure. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does on a weekly basis. Always appreciate our time together and how we are trying to straighten out your heads. But that's becoming a tougher problem than I thought it was. God bless.
Yes. I agree.
But how easy, you know, we were talking about Disney, and it's not just Disney. You and I have talked about other things that parents do and don't do. And it's like even some of the comments that I've seen around the Disney issue where parents are saying, you know, I don't want my kids to feel left out. And, they're in love with Ursula or this one or that one in these movies. And I'm going, so what? There are Christian movies out there. When are you going to take an actual stand to save your children?
Right. The justification is incredible. And I'm just, I am curious, like you, of how much it's going to take. Like, do they literally need to show up and just say, we need to take your children for 5 minutes into the back room. We'll be right back. But, yeah, get your hands stamped and come on in. I mean, what is it going to take? They are one by one ripping every bit of the morality that this country has been founded on. You know, it's a Christian nation. I mean, honestly, it was the only thing Obama said that made sense to me when he said we are no longer a Christian nation. I mean, I think he actually was about spot on.
Yeah.
But again, if our foundation, which our laws are based on the Ten Commandments, if we take that out, you know, Disney has made it very clear that that's gone. The Democratic Party has made it very clear that they don't want a part of that. Then why do we have laws? You know, why do we have jails? And people might laugh, but I think that's probably going to be next. I see what California's done. You know, you can what, steal up to $400, $900 or something?
$940
that night?
He's trying to shut down the jails. The governor's trying to shut down the jails. They don't work, apparently.
It's not fair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys have fun out there. But yeah, but this is what happens when you think you're God, when you think you're better. And that's what Gavin Newsom thinks. That's what Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest think, that they are gods. And they, what they say goes, and they're making the new rules, and they're making up what morality is. And that is very dangerous. But this is what our kids are being taught in schools. LGBT parades? What the heck, Texas? That was Austin. You know, for preschoolers. What?
They don't even know
what
colors go together yet. They don't even know what to call that thing between their legs. They have no idea of any of this sexual stuff that's going on. And yet there seems to be this push by the left to sexualize every part of life.
Sexualize it, yes. And then on top of that, I don't understand how Christians, Catholics, anybody that has any titch of God, of a belief of God, they are mocking you. They are mocking us. They're saying, we don't care if you're offended. We do not care if we are infringing upon your rights, because they're doing the exact opposite of the very thing they stand for, right, which is justice, liberty for all. Well, no. Only if you buy into what, 6% of the population, with, you know, what's going on with the transgender, the LGBT, it's eliminating every ounce and fiber of God. And I don't understand why people are not in uproar over this. It's unbelievable to me. Nobody would step in front of a church, step in the door of a church, if they said, LGBT, we're getting rid of all the restrooms, are just going to say, welcome anyone who wants to come in. Nobody would do that if it was a church. They'd boycott that church. The church would make news, right? But here Disney's doing it, and everybody's like, oh, good job, Disney. Oh, yeah, we're still going. I don't understand. It's so backwards, Joe. The psychology of it alone is as a study,
okay.
Right there on...
Yeah.
On instant gratification, and well, I already had the vacation planned, or we've got all these movies, and my daughter has all these, you know, Disney dresses. And again, I'm not saying you have to get rid of all that stuff, but at some point, adults, you've got to make a choice.
How about a conversation? Conversation,
exactly.
With your children. Why you keep, yeah, talking about them feeling bad? You keep talking about them. You don't want them to be ostracized by the other kids. And I'm going, really? Why not? Most kids are making fun. Look, there was just a poll that went out, and I should have kept it so I could show it to you. But I think the number was like 27% of millennials self-identify in the LGBTQ community. Okay, 4% of baby boomers,
yes,
identify in the LGBTQ community. You know, and it goes to show you that as they become more accepting, which is fine. You and I both as Christians don't want anybody to be treated. We don't want anybody hated, if you would. Particular person.
No, not at all.
Right.
Right.
So, but when it comes to things like this, you need to take a biblical stand on these things. If you don't take a biblical stand, what do you stand for?
Right, and I get asked the question, Joe, you bring up a really good point. I get asked the question, they say exactly that. Oh, okay, Bridget, you're a Christian, and you're not supposed to hate, you're not supposed to judge. So how do you, you know, balance that then? Like, do you, you know, what to you, where's your line? And it's an easy question for me. I have friends, I have family members that identify or, you know, or sympathize with them. And I listen to them. And when they ask me to join them, hey, you want to go to a gay bar? No, I don't. Will you come to our wedding? I will not. I will be happy to support you as an individual, right? And I will pray for you guys. But you just don't have to go that far. They know I still love them. I will still have them over for dinner. I will still talk on the phone and communicate with them. It doesn't have to be all in or all out. And as you keep your principles and just say, I love you, and, you know, on their birthday, you know, here's the cake. Happy birthday. Here's some flowers. You know, you don't have to ostracize yourself or them. But make it very clear. And I think with that, what that means is live your life. Walk your talk.
Yep.
Don't be, you know, one foot in, one foot out. Because you can do it. Jesus did it. Jesus hung out with everybody, you know, all kinds of. But, again, the part that people forget, you know, when he served the woman at the well and asked where her husbands were, you know, and she's like, whoa, what? And she, you know, he, you know, took care of her and witnessed to her and had a chat and loved on her. But right before she left, he said, and go and sin no more.
Oh,
that was a commandment.
He wants her to stop having fun. Is that was it? Because, you know, they call it
tonight. Right? But it was left her probably very confused because it's like, wait, he's really nice. He loved on me, but he's just asking me not to do this. And there's a reason why, right? There's a reason why, because sin infiltrates every fiber of your being, and God knows that, and we know that. So we're going to love you through it, and we're going to be there when you fall. But you're right. You don't have to participate in that part of their life. So,
no, and you know, the thing that Christians keep forgetting, and you know, when I'll probably get some emails on this one, but when I talk about this stuff, I always say the same thing. It's kind of like, would I go to a gay couple's house and have dinner with them? No. Now, I would have them come to my house. That's okay. All right? And I have reasons for this. And because by going there, right, what am I doing? Am I kind of accepting, not just tolerating, but accepting their lifestyle? Am I going to go into their house and preach the gospel in their house? You know, that's a whole different animal that people need to understand. When you go to their wedding, for your, you know, to your point, you're now celebrating their sin, are you not? I mean, for all intents and purposes,
oh, yes,
from a biblical
absolutely.
Standpoint, yeah. The same thing with the photographer. If you go do that, then you're celebrating their sin, and it's not that you're sticking their finger in their face. It's kind of like you're saying, look, I love you guys enough to where I don't want you. I don't want to be part of your sin. I want to be part of your you know, when you repent. That's what I want to be part of, but not part of your sin.
Right. And you can say, and I'll say, I just wouldn't feel comfortable. It's just not, you know, I have to listen to my own convictions, and that's what I say. And it's just like, hey, and what I say back to them if they have a problem is like, hey, well, okay, great, I'll come on over. Would you come to church with me on Sunday? Oh, no, can't go. No, well, why not?
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, let's
same
be clear thing. Though. I won't go to somebody's house and hang out, you know, with a couple that's been living together, Christian couple especially. You know, it's like, wait a minute, what are you
right,
doing?
Right.
You can live together.
Yes.
You can do all this stuff together, but you can't sign the piece of paper, right? Really?
Right, 100%.
What a coward
100%.
You are.
And when we have guests over, you know, we've got family members and friends, and, you know, cohabitating. But of course, we're still friends, good people. Just not living the way we would. And if they come over here, it's separate bedrooms. And sometimes, well, you know, I used to get asked, well, why are we? Well, we have kids, and they need to. Well, also, it's not right. But especially in front of our children, you want to send that message? You want to go against our family values? Oh, no. Okay. And then now they get hotels, and we're cool. And we can still go out and have lunch, you know, together. But they understand where we stand. And it's, you guys, people need to remember it's their own conviction. So you've got to allow God to work like that and say no kindly, or they're never going to be convicted.
Okay, so they can find you at drbradio.com. That's one place. And then they can donate to your cause, you people who really want godly people in positions of authority. They can donate to you where? Quickly.
MelsonForMayor.com, and I'll send you a free t-shirt and a hoodie.
Ooh. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. Seriously, you don't want to miss it.